Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, UL Washington. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Pat Sheridan. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Amos Otis. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The catcher, Don Slott. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Steve Renko. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The DH, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Glenn Wilson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Rick Leach. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Wayne Krenchicki. Batting ninth. The catcher, Marty Castillo. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Larry Pashnik. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Castillo and he is safe. Wilson steals second. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krenchicki fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to third. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wilson. Brett reaches second base with a double. Wilson scores. It's 1-0, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brett moves to third. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins strikes out. Two outs. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Otis. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Whitaker moves to third. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis strikes out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Slott moves to second. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Trammell fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Krenchicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krenchicki strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-1 in the game. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Trammell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheridan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wilson. Otis reaches second base with a double. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Castillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Slott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krenchicki fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson strikes out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Renko, and towards White, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pashnik fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wilson. Brett reaches second base with a double. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 1 in the game. Leach takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Krenchicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krenchicki is 0 for 1 in the game. Krenchicki strikes out. Two outs. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Castillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 2 in the game. Akins hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Royals. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheridan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach scoops it up and throws to first, with Pashnik covering, for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Otis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pashnik fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Whitaker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Royals. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Royals, 2, Tigers, 2. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. Gibson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish strikes out. There goes Gibson. The throw from slot to second, and Gibson is out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 2 in the game. Herndon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Slott hits a line drive towards short. Trammell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 3 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Leach is called out on strikes. One out. Wayne Krenchicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krenchicki is 0 for 2 in the game. Krenchicki hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins pinch runs for Wayne Krenchicki. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Castillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brookins moves to second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Brookins now playing third base. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Akins for the out. Two outs. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 0 for 3 in the game. Sheridan hits a pop-up towards first. Leach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Hood now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gibson bunts towards first. Akins catches it and throws to White, who tags Trammell for the double play. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. Parrish hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 3 in the game. Herndon takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herndon moves to third. Enos Cabell pinch hits for Rick Leach. Mike Armstrong now pitching. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a fly ball into left field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Enos Cabell now playing first base. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Castillo and he is safe. White steals second. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Slott strikes out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Kansas City Royals, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.